This is the MNC Mindset.
Hey guys, this is episode 4 of the MNC Mindset. So we just finished up the open to all those that came to the last Friday Night Lights this past Friday. Looked like a blast. I hope everybody had fun. Some PRs. No, Chris got his very first muscle up. Courtney got 11, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm sure there's many, many, many more that I do not know right now. Feel free to write into the email address to let me know, and I'll give you a shout out on the next one. But those are just the ones I know right now. So the open is over. All done with that. Back to regularly scheduled programming. Back with just training, but congrats to those who are moving on to the semifinals. The top 25% will be moving on to that, and I'm sure you're going to be getting your emails shortly from CrossFit. Last year it was the 10% was moving on. This year it's 25, so a lot more people. So good luck, Greg and Sharon, getting all that set up and logistics. Glad it's not me, but those will be held the 17th through the 22nd of April. If I'm not mistaken, in years past, they just give you all the workouts at once. You have that whole long weekend to submit your scores. You can do it as many times as you want, blah, blah, blah. It's a test of strategy to see, all right, what workouts am I going to do when, and which ones am I going to save for, you know, do my strengths, do my weaknesses, that type of thing. So good luck to everybody doing that. Again, if you are going to be going on to the semifinals, let me know. I'll give you a shout out too. Email me at the podcast email. Okay, some local news. There's a couple CrossFit competitions that are coming up. The one that I know of that is immediately coming up is in, let's see, a month from today, 4/20, there's the Festivus Games, which, if you've never heard of the Festivus Games, it's the games for the rest of us, i.e. the Seinfeld episode. That's where they got the name from. And what that is, it's not for fire breathers. It's not for the hot shots. It's for the regular people, the people who've never done a competition, the people who have some movements, maybe not all of them. Definitely if you can do muscle ups, if you can do handstand walks, if you can do all the high level movements, if you, I don't know, can front squat over 300 pounds, this is not the competition for you. This is for the people that, you know, maybe have never been in that atmosphere. I personally have done the Festivus Games once, if I'm not mistaken, and I've witnessed it 2 or 3 times. It's a lot of fun. It's low pressure. I'm not going to say no pressure, but it's low pressure. You get the feeling of a competition. You get the highs, the lows. It's a really well organized competition. They do really great with it. It's at CrossFit Charlotte, which is in Matthews. It's just well organized, well planned. The workouts are fun. If you want to look at the workouts, you can look at the Festivus website and they will show you all the workouts, all the divisions. I know we have at least one team going to Festivus, so please come out and cheer for us. Yes, I am in part of that competition, me and Kara and, Kara's going to be away. Sorry. Me and Casey and Veronica will be doing that competition. So please come out and cheer for us. It's going to be an all day thing, probably starting around, I'm guessing 7, 8-ish, probably lasting till 3 or 4. So even if you can come out and just say hi, we would all appreciate that. Another one that's going to be coming up in the future is the Goddess Games. And what that is, traditionally, has been either an individual competition or a two-person competition. Females only, hence Goddess Games. And that is usually done at QC Fit up in Huntersville-ish area by North Lake Mall. Done that one a couple times, never as an individual, always as a team. That's a little bit more high level. They have multiple divisions. You can do, all kind, from basic up to advanced levels. That one is a lot of fun because it's a lot of very strong, empowering women doing their thing. A lot of cheering. That one is also a very well done competition. They've been doing it for years and years now. Traditionally, that's closer to the fall. So if you are thinking about doing anything like that, you can look on for past workouts, things like that, see what it's all about. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of teams doing that. So keep that in mind and I'll give more information as it comes out. Okay, so on to CrossFit news, just in general. So a couple little upsets from the open. There's two really well-known athletes, Tia Claire Toomey and Brooke Wells. They had a little bit of a disappointing finishes for the open. Neither one of those ladies finished the workout. So what is being said is, Tia is coming off of a wrist injury. That's why she couldn't do the demo for the 24.3. So that may have something to do with it. As of I've looked at it, nothing's been said about that. Tia got two rounds into the heavy thrusters and muscle ups before she was capped. And Brooke Wells, she had a score of 107. She didn't do any muscle ups. Why that is, nobody knows yet. She hasn't released anything about that, but that's kind of concerning, I guess, for two very high level athletes not being able to, finish an open workout. They have plenty more chances to get what they need to get to go on to the next round. I wouldn't worry about them yet, especially Tia. She's, everybody knows she's badass. Brooke is also a badass, one of the OGs. So not too worried about that yet, but it's just kind of one of those what moments of the CrossFit Open. So something I'm going to try and quote unquote bully some people into. I have a couple people in mind. I've already talked to you about maybe getting some tips, tricks, little blurbs, whichever. So hopefully, guys, that will be on the road to coming true. If you guys have any tips, tricks, whatever about anything you can think of, if you want to email me at mncmindset@gmail, I'll be more than happy to put those out on the podcast here. So the tip trick that I have for this week is dealing with food and food prep. So everybody has problems with vegetables. I can vouch for this thing because I actually bought it at Amazon. If you will search for the mini microwave steamer, it's $8 on Amazon. It's enough for about a cup, maybe cup and a half of veggies. You put a little water in the bottom, you stick it in the microwave for, I don't know, 2, 3 minutes, depending on how crisp you want your veggies to be. Take it out, ready to go. If you want to make sure it's the right one, it's a green bottom with a clear plastic top on it. Highly recommend. It is really good. It's, you put it in the dishwasher, good to go. Another thing that will always help is meal prep containers. Tupperware is very expensive. We all know how that goes. They have a 50 pack, so 20 five containers with lids. 32 ounces. There's also a 38 ounce. I saw around 20, $25. I bought some of those as well. They are a little bit on the flimsier side. I do recommend them not for liquids or semi-liquids. Solids are good. Liquids, they get tipped over. You might have a mess. They're sort of dishwasher safe, not entirely. Sometimes they can get warped depending on your settings. The tops can crack if you put too much weight on them, so they're not perfect by any stretch. But for some relatively cheap, reusable, meal prep items, it's a pretty good deal. So that's my tip of the week. Again, if you have any tips, email me mncmindset@gmail. And now we're going to move on to our interviews. Now that the open's over with, we kind of got in the swing. I'm going to start interviewing people throughout the gym. I really hope that you will want to do this, each of you. I'll be hounding some people if I don't see you because I'm normally a morning gym person. If you're in the afternoons and you're like, hey, this is cool, I want to try this, it's just a conversation. There's no studying, there's no question one, question two. We're just having a conversation about wherever it takes us. As you'll see with my conversation with Nikki coming up, just a nice little conversation. So if you're interested in that, again, hit me up, mncmindset@gmail.com. You can also let one of the coaches know that you want to talk with me. I'm sure they'll be very happy to pass your name along. A couple of coaches already have done that for me. Just let me know. I'm available from basically Saturday to Tuesday, so I can meet up pretty much anytime. So just let me know. So this is Nikki. People know her as, little blonde, quiet blonde. But here's getting to know her better. All right, guys. See you later. Bye. Okay, I'm here with Nikki. She's a little apprehensive, but I'm gonna get her to warm up. All right, Nikki, so tell me, first of all, how long have you been doing CrossFit? Start with the easy stuff.
I've been doing CrossFit since April of 2020.
April.
That's when schools closed down.
Oh.
So, had nothing else to do.
Gotcha.
So,
Even though your
started
dad has owned a gym for 12
CrossFit.
years, I honestly didn't even know you existed before. Just wasn't your bag before. No.
Nope. I was a big girl.
So why did you decide to come in? Just boredom? Straight up
Well,
boredom?
that, and I was also like miserable with myself, I guess. I put on a lot of weight, and so it was over. I was like, all right, it's time to lose this.
Yeah.
So I think I lost like 30 pounds in a year.
Wow, girl, that's great.
Yeah.
Is that just exercising or did you change your diet too?
Well, I did the RP diet for a little bit. That helped a lot, but I hated it because I don't like logging my food. Like, I just get too in my head about it.
Yeah, same. I mess up one thing and then I'm like,
And it was
I'm
also
done.
really hard because they like everything has to be a certain like number, and I'm also kind of picky, so
Same.
there's that.
Gotcha. So what kept you here? What kept you coming back? Just peer pressure? I see how
Because that, yes, but also there's been several times where I will stop coming for a week just because like I need a reset. I don't actually, but it's just an excuse. But my dad's like, "Where you been? What are you doing? Why aren't you in the gym?" So,
So not just peer pressure, or paternal pressure. Yeah.
Living in the same house with them while they own a gym, I can't escape it pretty
Fair enough,
much.
fair enough. And so
Which
you're the resident, like, for lack of a better term, housekeeper. You do the wipe down rags.
janitor, Janitor. Yes, I identify as the janitor here. I'm proud about it.
You do a great job.
Thanks.
This is great. We're never out of towels.
Never, no. Almost. But within a nick of time.
So you're not in high school anymore. Right? So are you in college?
Yeah.
What are you studying for?
Dental. Oh. I don't know whether assistant or hygienist will come first. But my ultimate goal is hygienist.
What's the difference?
Assistant is like you don't really get to, you don't clean teeth like the hygienists do. You just get like the, you prep basically.
Okay.
And you always have to work with someone. Like an assistant is always working with the hygienist versus like a hygienist works by themselves and the dentist. Okay. And also there's a huge pay difference between the two. So
there it is.
Yeah. Like assistant pay would be really good for me right now. Uh-oh.
Oh, and pause. Okay, we're back. We heard Mom yell, so we had to stop, but
Nikki Mouse.
Oh, Nikki Mouse?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that. So what, so you're with somebody? I've seen him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
February was our 3 years.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. How'd you guys meet?
At my old job at Food Lion. It was really weird how it like worked out, because I was always friends with his friend group, but never him. He was like the only one out of them that I wasn't friends with. And now I'm dating him.
There you go.
So, but I've known him my whole entire life. It's just crazy. I don't know. It's so weird how that worked out.
Okay. As a city girl, that has always tripped me up. The whole small community thing that you know somebody from kindergarten on up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's your norm. So
yeah,
it's
very much
normal seeing people in your work that's like, oh, hey, I went to elementary school with you. Does that ever get on your nerves?
Yes. When I see people that I went to school with in public, I usually run. Because it's awkward. Like, it wasn't awkward in school, but it's like, they don't really talk anymore. So.
You feel the obligatory.
Like, we know each other, but we don't know if we should speak. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
That's also because I'm an awkward person.
So, yeah, speaking of, I guess some of the people that come to this gym went to elementary school with Greg.
Mm-hmm.
That's trippy to me.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, I feel like there's a lot of, like, relationships in here that, like, there were friends way back when. And now they've, like, came back together, I guess.
Well, that's good.
So.
You ever try to get some of your friends to come
in? They would never.
Yeah. What about your boyfriend?
Also, he did.
He did?
He did, yeah. But then he, like, he just wanted to bulk up, I guess.
Oh.
Not that you can't do that here, but, yeah.
Do you want to give a shout out his name? I didn't ask his name. Or if I don't,
Aiden.
It's fine. Aiden.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Aiden.
He's up. He's watching, or listening, sorry, and he said that he's my number one fan. So,
aww.
Hey, Aiden, I hope I'm not embarrassing you.
No, it's
actually
okay.
I do. It's my goal in life. There love you.
So, when you're not here, when you're not studying dental stuff, what do? You just hang out?
Yeah.
Watch TV?
Pretty much. I hang out with my boyfriend. That's it. What
do you guys do for fun, then?
Eat. I mean, we do little, like, I don't know, we do little stuff, like, sometimes we'll have plans with, like, his friends, my friends, whatever, but I never know what we're gonna do, but it's always something. Like, we don't plan anything, we just go and find something.
That's awesome.
So,
spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't know if I like that. I'm, like, I need things to be planned, and when they are planned and it doesn't work out, I freak out. Like, it's bad. I don't know. I need to learn to be more spontaneous like that.
Enjoy the ride.
Because I like to know a plan, you know? I don't know. It makes me comfortable, I guess.
For me, at least, it's I need to know how to dress. I need to know if I need a hoodie. I need if it's shorts mm-hmm. or pants. So I at least need that.
What's the dress code?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I show up in a t-shirt and jeans and everybody's in dresses, that's not good.
Yeah. That happened to me.
Do you have a...
Last week.
Oh, last week?
Mm-hmm. Because I went to a tea party for my grandma and everyone was in dresses and I was in jeans and a nice top and I was like, sorry.
You gotta be you.
Yeah.
Have any plans for the summer? Are you off from school or you gotta take classes?
I mean, I can be off if I want to, but I'm gonna take classes anyways, just so I can have those done, pretty much.
How far away are you from graduating?
Oh, at least 2 years.
Okay.
It's not long. The program itself is 2 years, but you have to take a semester before that, before you start, obviously, because you need to take all your classes, like prerequisites.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
English, so, math, make sure you can spell, that type of thing.
Yeah. So at least 2 years, maybe three, because depending on if I get accepted into the program or not, because it's, from what I've heard from other hygienists, it's really hard to get in. Like, they want someone with dental experience that have been an assistant. I have not, so.
Might need to get a job, a little bit of experience, mm-hmm. and then go in.
I've been applying, but I don't have a degree, so I mean, like, you know, you never know if someone's gonna want you or not.
Are you wanting to work around here?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right now I work in Indian Trail and I have to drive all the way up 74 to get there. Like the whole entire time basically. And I hate it.
Yes, you live on the other side of Monroe?
I live closer to South Carolina than I do Monroe.
Oh, I gotcha. So. Okay.
It takes me 30 minutes to get to work.
That traffic is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Has it changed a lot since you remember from when you've been a kid? This place has grown up so much, all the apartment buildings and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Waxhaw.
Yeah.
That kind of pisses me off because I thought like Waxhaw was cute. Like
tiny
tourist. And now it's just apartments and way too much traffic for them to handle. That's the thing that makes me mad. Is that we're building and building and building, but the roads aren't expanding.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah, definitely. Little two-lane roads trying to get thousands of people to and from every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like as we go on, people keep forgetting how to drive. Like, it gets worse and worse.
It's all the northern people coming down.
Well, they need to stay up.
So,
we don't want them.
So I know that you have, of course, Lenny at the house. No? Oh, Lenny passed?
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen?
Last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor Lenny. Well, that makes me sad. Lenny That's was okay. the gym dog for ever.
Yeah.
Ever. You got anybody else at the house? Anybody? Any fur babies?
Yeah, my most prized possession, Sharon, don't kill me, because I know it's your dog, but we have another one, Sophie, but she's 14, so.
Oh, wow.
Yay!
Is she a husky, too?
Mm-mm, we assume she's a border collie mix. We don't know. Gotcha. Nobody knows.
Never did a DNA
test.
She
was found on the streets, so.
Gotcha.
But she's the prettiest little baby ever.
How big is she?
Big.
Yeah.
She's fat. She's real fat.
She's not muscular. She's just fluffy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She's wide. That's for sure. Just, I mean, well, I'm not sure the last time you saw Lenny, but he was huge.
Oh,
Sophie's
yeah.
the same. I mean, not to that extent. She surely isn't as big as him, but that's because she isn't as big as a dog as he is. But, yeah.
So
she's fat.
Everybody eats well in your family, mm-hmm. except for the dogs. That's the...
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you think that we would have the most healthy dogs. Nope.
Mm-mm. They're spoiled. They're loved with food.
Yes.
There you go.
Every night when I get home, I can't even set my stuff down before she comes whining to me, and that's because she wants her hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause whenever Lenny was alive, we used to have to give him medicine for arthritis, I think, and he had like torn ACLs, and we would put the medicine in hot dogs. So we can't give those to him and not her. So, you know, even as he's passed, she still wants her hot dogs.
Of course.
She can have them.
Exactly. She's 14.
Yeah.
She deserves a little bit of comfort food.
I kind of created a devil with that one. Because I can't do anything before I have to feed her hot dogs. It is a problem. It's a problem.
Just beeline also, to the
I
fridge.
Feel like kind of with age, I guess I've been babying her a lot. So now she comes and cries to me a lot more because I give her exactly what she wants. So that's fun.
Yeah. I mean, it can be fun.
It's not annoying at all.
No, nothing.
Mm-mm.
Having a 14-year-old, basically, toddler.
Yes, she is a toddler. She is. Whenever Sharon's home, she follows her everywhere. And she'll go to the bathroom, crack the door. Nope, the dog's in there, too. You can't use the bathroom. You can't nothing. She's exactly like a toddler. And then whenever Sharon isn't there, does the same thing for me. Like, I'm surprised I don't kick her when I walk.
So you're her backup mommy?
Yeah. My dad called her my sister, and I was like, no, I'm definitely her step-parent. Thank you.
Well, speaking of, I know everybody's wanting to get a little dirt. Is there anything you can throw around for us at the Casa de Crook? This is your time to embarrass your dad. Oh, she's wanting to stay in good graces.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll come back to you.
I mean, he like low-key DJs at the house.
That's awesome.
You know, they play music. He'll sing. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
So we need to force him into serenading.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I'm waiting to see his breakdancing, too. Yeah.
He is of the age, of the breakdancing age. He's my age, so yeah, we were thick in the breakdancing era.
Mm-hmm. He can do the worm. I've never seen anything other than the worm, but I want to see a head spin, like, you know.
I mean, he's got the perfect top for a head spin.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't. My parents do the same thing, like, every weekend. Just relax, pretty much.
As they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing really going on in my house, like, ever. It's, you can hear a pin drop in there.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, it's how they like it. It's how I like it.
Yeah, chaos is not always a good thing.
Mm-mm. I don't think they're chaos people. Especially not my dad. My mom can handle it.
So, no, he has a little bit of an OCD thing at the gym. That's the... Does he have that at the house, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you? Have you picked up on it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What's your OCD thing?
Anything.
Anything?
Like, I remember I was cleaning here once, and, I can't remember who, but they were like, if you clean that slow, I would never ask you to clean for me. And I'm like, attention to detail, hello? Like, it has to be perfect.
Gotcha.
I'm very much a perfectionist. And that's why don't ever ask me to do something if you want it done quickly, because it's not going to be done quickly. It has to be perfect.
There you go.
So.
Well, is there anything above the rest, like, of anything in the world, this exact thing has to be Like, I know for some people it's the, like, weights have to be, you know, a certain way, or the forks have to be lined up in a certain way.
I don't know if this would relate to that, but, like, from I change here. I get ready here to go to work. Every day, everything is laid out in my bag exactly the same, I guess. It's always my pants, shirts, sports bra, socks, and then even in my, like, little makeup bag or whatever. Put the perfume first, then the deodorant, hair protect it if I need it, you know, a little eyebrow brush, and then a clip for my hair. Like, I don't, it's, like, I'm very, like, orderly. Whenever I lay out my clothes for the morning. At nighttime, it's always my shorts, shirt, sports bra, socks.
See, like, but I see that as being smart. Because, yes. Well,
I can't think of, there's plenty things that, like, things have to be, in a certain order for me. Yeah. Like, not even order, but everything has to be in the same spot always, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But that also, you want to look at the bright side of it. There are plenty of times that I have packed my gym stuff, came from work or whatever, and oh no, I forgot my sports bra. Mm. Oh no, I forgot my socks. Yesterday, I forgot my workout shoes. So having everything.
That is my nightmare.
Yeah, see, having everything exactly the way you know you need it keeps you prepared.
Yeah.
I think that's a great trait, because working out without a sports bra is hell.
Mm-mm. Oh, God, no, no. I would go back home. Sorry.
So I see that as a good thing. I would like to learn from you a little bit, because, yeah, that actually sounds very smart to me.
And it's not like preparation. It's just, it has to be in the same spot. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, it's not like you're like,
productive. It's so, like, crazy as, like, say something has shifted out of position, like, an inch. I'm like, nope.
But you're not, like, before you open a door, knocking three times and spinning around five. See, no. So you have productive OCD.
Yeah.
It's not destructive OCD. Mm-hmm.
No. Thank God.
Get help if you do.
Yeah.
How's your boyfriend? Is he also... Oh, no.
He has... Okay, he got diagnosed with ADD, but honestly, I think it's ADHD.
He's just do 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 do.
Yeah, he doesn't remember what he's doing. He's here. Oh, I forgot. Here. Oh, I forgot. Here. Oh, I forgot. I mean, he knows how to clean and he cleans good, but yeah. I started taking up after him. I leave my room looking like a disaster now.
Good for you.
It's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah.
To be like, oh my God, look at this, and then I clean it. And then it looks so much better.
And then you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I do it on purpose just so I can clean.
Just for that endorphin high.
I enjoy cleaning a lot.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. You can come over and do
this. Okay. Just provide products.
You will. Your head will spin if you see my house. It's very yard sale chic.
Really?
Really. I have books everywhere.
Oh. That's cute, though.
Well, thank you. All right, we're about at the end of our time. Any parting thoughts? Any words of wisdom? Any quippy antidotes? If you don't, it's fine.
I hope this was entertaining. Shout out my besties.
Are you going
to
make them listen to it?
You know who you are. They're going to listen to it. Everyone's going to listen to it because it's me.
It's true.
I was gonna say, like, I don't know. I had a closing line, now I forgot it.
That's okay.
Like, if you know me, you know. If you don't, then you suck. Yeah. Something like that. I feel sorry for you if you don't know me.
There we go.
Nice. So introduce yourself.
There you go. I like it. Okay, and then the standard questions. What is your favorite lift?
Bench press.
Bench press.
And although, like, okay, I was stuck for the longest time, but it never made me hate it. I love it. I don't know what it is with that lift, but I just, it makes me feel, no, I'm not doing a lot of weight, but it makes me feel so strong.
Gotcha.
And I just, I want to do like a little strength cycle for bench press. I really want to go up in numbers for that.
It's a good thing you know a couple coaches.
Mm-hmm. Live with a couple coaches.
Yeah, you know. Just tell them to write you out something.
Came from a couple coaches.
There you go.
You know.
What is your, like, if it comes up in a workout, oh, no, I ain't doing that. Gymnastics, thrusters. Whatever. Thrusters.
Yeah.
So this last open workout killed you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even do half of it, to
really?
Be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's a lie. I did over half of it, but any excuse I got to just, like, stand there and do nothing, I took it, and I'm proud of that.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
You weren't sitting on the couch. You did some work.
That's the thing. It's like, I mean, it does feel really good to get stronger, but at the same time, like, I just enjoy working out, like, moving, burning calories. Like, I'm not here to compete, just here to manage my weight and get stronger, pretty much, and do what I couldn't a year ago, 4 years ago, whatever.
I like it.
So.
And then what is your PR that you're like, oh yeah, I did that, whatever?
Bench press.
Bench press.
Yeah.
What's your PR?
The most I've got is 110.
Nice.
Which, I mean,
considering you weigh, like, what, 130, maybe?
Yeah, but it's not a lot by any means, but
you broke 100 on bench press. That's
right.
That's great.
That's what I was stuck at, is once you, in my mind, I thought of, like, triple digits on bench press. I was like, nope, I can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. And I couldn't. Like, I don't know what it was about that number, but I just could not bench press it. But then one day,
there it was.
Put 105 on that bar. What up?
There you go. All right.
That was so exciting.
As it should be. All right, guys. This is Sheila and Nikki signing off for now. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Okay, guys. Sorry. P.S. We're back. Postscript. Happy birthday, Nikki.
Thank you. Everyone tell me happy birthday.
Yeah, we didn't say that up front, but
It might be on a different day, but I don't care. Tell me happy birthday. Thank you.
There you go. And you're big, how many?
20.
20.
But don't tell anyone.
Okay.
I still tell people that I'm 17 and they believe it, so.
Well, you do look very young.
Yeah.
But that'll,
it's the height.
And that'll serve you better later in life. Mm-hmm. Now it's not so
fine
great.
Fine wine.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I hope.
Cheese.
Yeah. Ferment. I don't even know what that means. Someone said that. Oh.
That's just cute.
That it, I don't know.
Just
okay.
growing old gracefully, eventually. You're still young. Anyway.
I don't know big words. I'm not old enough for that. I'm still in high school, so.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, bye guys.